Joyce, J-O-Y-C-E, Chenier, C-H-E, N-I-E-R. Date of birth is, I don't have a date of birth. She's an 83-year-old woman, currently in hospice with history of Alzheimer's dementia. Patient's care was discussed with Ms. Collins, C-O-L-L-I-N-S, who tells me that patient has had a huge change in her condition. She's much more confused. She's much more fidgety, in quotation. She has had a few falls. As a matter of fact, because of her falls, she's been moved from her home in spring to a group home with 24/7 caretakers in Sugar Land, Texas. She's anxious. She's eating less. She's had weight loss, protein, calorie malnutrition. Her clothes hang on her. She has muscle wasting in her lower and upper extremity, sundowner syndrome. And, of course, she continues to have incontinence and episodes of choking. Period. The paragraph, patient has been switched from alprazolam to lorazepam with some help. With minimal help, patient also taking Wellbutrin twice a day, 75 milligram, Seroquel 25 milligram in the morning, 15 in the evening, metoprolol 50 milligram, half a tablet twice a day, amlodipine. She's no longer taking the amlodipine because her blood pressure is controlled. Hydrocodone for pain if needed, and Eliquis twice a day, along with Lipitor 20 milligram once a day. Her other comorbidities include history of TIA, COPD, interstitial lung disease, renal insufficiency, stage 3B. Period. Patient caretaker, Ms. Collins, feels like the patient needs better treatment as far as her dementia and anxiety is concerned, as well as her agitation and behavioral issue. Period. This will be discussed with the hospice medical director via a copy of this notes. She currently has a KPS score of 40%. Once again, bowel and bladder incontinent, ADL dependent. Definitely has protein, calorie, malnutrition with mild edema of the lower extremity because of low albumin. Given the natural progression of her disease, she most likely has less than 6 months to live. Thank you.